Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here, your host, and this is the show where we help you make a bigger positive impact in the lives of your clients and in your communities and even the world with the work that you do, while also being profitable. And so when we talk to people, we know that they want to make a big impact. They also need to be profitable so that can be sustainable. So I like to bring on guests who can help you with that on that mission. And this topic of sales comes up a lot. And especially for those of us in the transformational industry or coaches, there's various attitudes towards sales. I don't like to sell. And, you know, if you've ever felt like that, this is a really good conversation to lean into, because we're going to give you some ideas that maybe you haven't heard before, or give you kind of some ideas of what you can do differently. So today, my guest is Ray Engen. Ray, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be here. I'm so excited to talk about this. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're just barely scratching the surface so far, and I'm excited to dive into this with you. And I'm excited for you to share this with our audience, because you have such a interesting background and a mix of skills that really lend itself to this. And this whole idea of helping people with their sales. But you actually have a really interesting background as well. So tell everybody your story and a little bit more about you, who you are, and the work that you do, and we'll go from there.
Well, because I did stand-up comedy for 15 years and wrote for The Tonight Show a little bit. I left that and I went into sales. And I started out and I joined this one company. And the second month I was there, I was the number one salesperson in the country and became a manager, did that whole thing. And everywhere I went, sales went up. And I thought, wow, I'm just must be the luckiest guy on the planet to go to the right places where they have these great salespeople. And I thought, wait a second, this is different companies, different products, different things. What do I do that makes this happen? So I reverse engineered it. And I realized that what I was doing was the part of stand-up that you don't think about and you don't see. I was teaching that to my staff. And what that is, like, I could walk into Rock Springs, Wyoming with have five big old bikers playing pool for a couple $100 a game. And 5 minutes the show starts, I have to get them to stop playing pool and turn around and watch my show and enjoy that process. And I could do that like that was Tuesday, right? And I thought, what is that process? And I figured it out. And then I said, well, who would buy this? I don't know where to try this. So I went to a seminar company, sold my soul to a seminar company to try it out. I taught their leadership classes with my content. And I learned a lot that way. And I should have stopped after about a year, because I proved it worked. I proved people wanted to hear it. I didn't. It took COVID to shut me down because I couldn't go across the country anymore. And I started working with entrepreneurs, and I created these things that they were doing so well. They were, in my eyes, oh my God, they're so smart. But the same thing happened all the time. They'd come up and I said, well, I have a great product, a genius idea, and I build great rapport. What's the problem? Well, no one calls me. Nobody returns my emails. And what we have here, and I think with COVID and the emergence of AI, we've lost as a society 5 years of people skills. And if you look at it, what every business has been trying to do since the dawn of time, I call it the action framework. They attract, then they connect, then they transform, and they do that with individuals, organizations, and networks, right? Well, in order to transform and you can attract, that connection is the missing piece. And that's where it goes wrong. And we can get people to look at us, but if they don't feel like it's connected, and there's so many little things we do to put the wall of stranger in front of you. The first simplest thing that you can do with people you meet when we go into a business meeting, you want to stay at a level playing field. You don't want to be up or down, looking up or down at these people. But we'll always say things like, thank you so much for having me here. What an honor it is to present my company to yours. Well, the two things that build charisma, the two things charisma is built on, is warmth and competence. And if you can show you're warm right away and that you're competent, they will, I'm listening to this guy. But if I'm sucking up to you right off the bat, who wants to hire that? You hire people that are good, right? But the key thing with strangers, if you don't know somebody, do not start a conversation with a question. Start with a statement. You know why? Because that's what your friends do. Your friends always come up and they'll say, oh yeah, hey, I love that. Yes, you can, or the background, you know, love the color of the walls back there. Your friends never said, good morning, how are you today? And I learned that in my first job because it was in retail. And in retail during Christmas season, especially, you go in, can I help you? No, I'm just looking. 2 seconds later, they're, where is that person? I have questions now. And I noticed that. And I walked up to somebody and said, I just said, I'll let you buy that. And what they did is they laugh. They go, I bet you will. But while you're here, let me ask you this. Nothing good happens outside of a conversation. So what we're trying to do when we sell is show what we can do, not tell what we can do, but show what we can do. And you have to have a conversation to do that, to connect. You can't do it through email. You can't do it through anything else, but somewhere a conversation happens. And I work with coaches and speakers. So they are people that have to have conversations. You don't sell your coaching program through an email unless somebody trusts you so much, and they won't trust you until they've talked to you.
Amazing. I want to dive deeper into some of this stuff, but before we do, I just really want to anchor a little bit for our audience in terms of what you're hearing from the people that you work with. So when they come to you and they have questions, or they're describing their challenge, like, Ray, I'm struggling to sell, or you know, I'm not getting enough clients, or whatever it is. What are you hearing from them? What are the words that they're using to describe their experience?
A couple ones that come up all the time. I don't want to bother people too much. I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to feel icky. It doesn't feel authentic to me. And so they have this view of a salesperson as if they're walking onto a used car lot. You know, what's it going to take to put you in the car today? You know, if you really buy the car today, I'll give you a really good deal. Every other day of the year, I'm going to screw you, but today you get to screw me. Come on. I've always wanted to be a car salesman for one day so I can say all the things that they say.
Right. All the cliche things.
Yeah. And what we try and do is like, well, no, I don't know where to find these sales. I don't know. And they're everywhere. And we don't see them. One of the things that comedians do is they see the logic of every word instead of the logic of the big idea. And so where are the people who are going to buy my product? Well, you have them already. And if you take things like, if you go through your CRM that has your calendar in it, it keeps a record of everybody you've ever scheduled a Zoom call with. Well, you're going to find 20 people in there that, oh my God, that fell through the cracks. Oh my God, that fell through the cracks. Your LinkedIn comments, all these people that they know who you are, that's a warm conversation. We overthink it. We'll send this long email letter to rekindling your old relationships with people. Who did you used to work with that you loved working with, that you smiled when you thought you talked to them? Well, guess what? Send them this one email. Take off all the logos, take off everything official, and just put Chuck. It's been too long. Let's catch up, Ray. P.S. Your Zoom or mine. That's what a friend sends. Because if you act as if you're a friend, they treat you as if you are. And what I do is I'm always thinking of ideas. I want to have the people that you love the most as clients, you love to talk to, and they'd like to help you. And you say, I'm trying this thing out. What do you think of this? And just present what you have and let them talk about what it is. And you say, well, great. If you know anybody that needs this, send them to me. Well, I want that. That's what happens. That's where 90% of my sales come from, is that simple conversation. Hey, I'm doing this. What do you think of it? And I either get information that changes it, makes it better, or I get a client out of it. And it's that conversation where we celebrate getting clients around here. And for those of you listening, there were balloons going up around my screen. And those kind of things, they're so simple, so easy. All these things that we have sitting there, you can create things where you find out who's interested in you and who you've talked to before. You can use AI to scrub your Zoom chats if you're giving a webinar. And you say, well, who here is having problems doing this? I see Chuck Anderson's having problems doing that. And then you could forget that Chuck said he had problems doing that. And then you find who the people are that really resonated with what you're saying, and you just send them an email. Whoops, forgot to tell you something yesterday. And give them a chance to remove a roadblock. You know, we think about selling as if it's this horrible game we play. And what you have to look at it, you have to reframe it. You have to reframe it to tame it. What coaches do, what speakers do, is we transform people. And if you are a true transformer and you know that what you do makes your clients' lives better and easier, you're changing the world for them. And we look at, oh, Mike, I don't want to force them to buy something from me. Well, if you change the world and you don't give them the opportunity to do that, you're being selfish. That, because I had those very same thoughts. And the second I realized that, oh my God, everybody I hang around since I've been 12 years old, their sales have gone up. Little League candy sales. I was actually one of the first people that I know of, because I heard it a year later, but I did it before. I told my friend's two daughters that were selling Girl Scout cookies to go. I'm in California, so we have these cannabis stores, right? I said, sell it right outside the store. And they led their whole region in sales by doing that. So it's the way in, finding the way in. And there's always a way you can get somebody interested in a program you're doing. One of my mentors is a guy named David Newman from Do It Marketing. And the best thing he ever said about me is that Ray could stand in line at the grocery store and make a $5,000 sale. And I haven't done that yet, but I have made $3,500 at karaoke night. And a guy came to fix one of my appliances, and I wound up giving him a friends and family laser coaching package. So I made about $2,500 by having him clean my dryer lint. It's starting the conversation, and trust plus congruent irresistible offer equals a sale. Mm-hmm. And curiosity creates conversation. And connection creates clients. And these little things you do to make people smile when they talk to you. And that's another thing about if you're not using humor in your conversations with potential clients, you're missing out, because it is instant rapport, likability, and trust. And you can see that physiologically. If here's another thing to back up that questions versus statement. If I walked up to you on the street, Chuck, and we didn't know each other, and I said, can I ask you a question? You would pull back, drop your chin a little bit, and go, okay. Because there's
instant resistance.
Instant resistance. I reframed that question as a statement and said, I have the craziest question. What is it? And the things that make people lean in, curiosity, relevance, and specificity. Mm. And if you can do that, people will listen to you. Now, humor, there's a book called Humor Seriously. And if you want to have the business facts about what humor does for you, they took the same person giving the same presentation to a bunch of different people. And they added one line at the end. So here's how low the bar is. At the end of his presentation, he just said one thing. And I'll throw in my pet frog. That sold 30% more dollars. I believe it's 30% more dollars. That is a simple little statement that created a smile. What happens when you laugh? So when a stranger creeps you out, you pull back. When you laugh, this is the most vulnerable area of your body, your neck is. And we hide it from strangers. That's hardwired us from caveman days. We do this because we trust you. So it's built in, and everything that's good in life happens after the laughter. So if you can control the laughter, you can control what's good in life. And you don't even have to be funny to do that. You just have to have a sense of humor. You can let cartoons do it for you in emails. You can do funny little cat videos. That's what they were invented for. It's such a comfort building thing. Another simple thing that I learned from Zoom, great presenters live are not necessarily great presenters on Zoom. And one of the things that people forget about on podcasts, your hands show trust and confidence. And if we keep them down here, which a lot of people do on Zoom, I've learned to talk with my hands higher. But if you see nothing in my hands, open palms, that's trust. Subconsciously, that's trust. Your thumbs our confidence. And there's a reason that politicians do this, not because they have that in their DNA, but because some handlers told them that your thumbs are a show of truth. If you put your hands in your pocket when you speak, it shows lack of confidence. And the key thing when you speak, your body language is like it's your inner thoughts. It's the closed captioning for your inner thoughts. And you can't turn that closed captioning off. So your inner thoughts have to match your outer words. And if they don't, there's something off between what you're saying and how you're acting that you don't know that they're picking up on. And it's that congruence between that. That's what authenticity is. If you can show that your enthusiasm, if you can't tell, I like this stuff. So I get enthusiastic talking about it. And a lot of times there's no way for anybody to get another breath in, but it's these things come across to people and it's fabulous. It makes people lean into you. They're little things, little simple things to work on. And that's the real core of making connection, talking to people that you love to talk to, finding those people you already know that really trust you and going back to them and find out where they'd send you. Sometimes it's right to them. Other times it's to other people. And that's something we don't do. We feel like we're bothering people. And emails, we send a lot of those. Guess what? The numbers on those are amazing. 80% are never opened. 80%. And think about all the stuff you get. There's a lot of stuff in my inbox just sitting there that's been sitting there for too long. And then when we do send an email, and I have a little thing I give out called the 26-second email, that's how long people that love you read your email. And even if they don't, even if they love you, they still will skim. That's about 100 words. Yet we send these long sales emails to strangers. Click gone, click gone. It's a fast, quick thing that just hits home and it resonates. Your subject line should be no more than 6 words because that's what fits on a phone. And it should have curiosity, relevance, or specificity. One of the simplest ways to notice what's going to work is what worked on you. I got an email from Target, I believe, and it said, whoops, sent you the wrong email. I said, oh, they did? Maybe they sent me coupons I wasn't supposed to get, right? And I opened it up, and it was just their ad. So the email itself was it let me down. Mm-hmm. But that one moment where I got excited, I go, okay, why did I do that? And how can I use that? Mm-hmm. And so when I do a speaking engagement, what I do is I do the speaking engagement, and the next day I send out to the list, whoops, forgot to tell you something last night. And that gets opened like 85% of the time because it creates that curiosity. The more specific you are, the better, you know, these things. And talk to people as if they're your friends. They'll consider you as a friend right away. It's such a simple concept. Nothing is easy in life, you know, but it's all teachable. Humor is teachable. Charisma is teachable. Sales is teachable. Just like accounting. It's a process. It's a step-by-step process. And there's ways. What we really want to do is remove the roadblock that are stopping people from buying us. And that's what I try and do. I try to, everything that somebody brings me, and I do this Friday mastermind with a group of people, they'll bring me the problems and I remove the roadblocks that are getting in the way from people buying from them. What's an example for that? If you have the place to click for what you're trying to sell on the third page of your website versus right there where you can see it. Take these things out of the way. You know, you have to let people know what you do. When we present to people, it's not important what you do. It's important what they get, right? That's a basic sales premise. You know, show them, don't sell them the product, sell them the result. And when you do that, I always ask my customers, what did I do for you? Because what I think I'm doing versus what they say they're getting are two different thoughts. And guess which one isn't important? My thought on what I'm doing. One of the things that became a mantra for me, I went to a client and said, so what do I do for you? She said, oh, that's easy. Everything I give you, you clarify it, simplify it, and amplify it. I'm like, that describes everything I do, but I've never used those words. Well, what you want is a client to look at you, especially as a coach. You want to look at a client and say something and have them go, my goodness, this person gets me. And you do that by using their language, their exact language. So those are great conversations to have. It sparks. The more you have a conversation with people, the more things happen. Nothing good happens outside of a conversation. Those are key things. And how do you start those? Ask questions. No. Make statements. Yes. Mm-hmm. I almost screwed up and backed it up there.
So I know you teach this every week in your group, and it's kind of the work that you do. First of all, great, great content. And I know we're just scratching the surface and all of the ideas and ways to connect. Tell everybody how they can connect with you and learn more from you. And so what are the ways that we can do that?
Probably the fastest, easiest way to connect with me is on LinkedIn, Ray Engen on LinkedIn. I've got a newsletter called Making Selling Fun, which is absolutely free. And it's got all these tips here and different ways I've used it. I always have a section in there on things you can steal and use today. So I've got a lot of these tips in there. The other thing is I do a mastermind every Friday, and what it is exactly what I say. You bring me problems. You bring me something you're working on. It could be copy. It could be a way to get a hold of somebody. It could be the situation. And like I had one guy come in. He's trying to reach soap manufacturers. And I said, well, do you have kids? He goes, yeah. Okay, great. How old are they? Oh, 4, 5, and 7, I think. He goes, great. What I want you to do is get postcards with crayons and have them draw on the crayon, draw soap bubbles, and then just put a message on the back. Will you please contact my daddy? He loves your soap. And he sent them out. And he sent them out to 10 people. 9 of them contacted him back. 1 didn't. It was the one he wanted. And he said, well, how do I get that one person to do it? Well, take your kid again, make a video that said, why won't you write back to my daddy and send it to him? And if that person doesn't contact you back, you don't want him as a client because he's not human. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's finding unusual ways, becoming acceptably usual and notice this area. And it's something for a year, the mastermind is $2,000. But anybody that comes there from Chuck, you get 3 free months in it. So that's like, I don't even know how many there are weeks in 3 months, but let's call it 12. So you got 12 weeks of the mastermind. It's Fridays, 11 o'clock Pacific. And if you go to the link, which will be down below here, hop on in and we'll get you started in there. Bring me a roadblock, bring me a problem, bring me something there. The other people in there will be chatting about it. I have had weeks where it winds up being me and you. And that's great because then we sit there for an hour and we talk and solve as many problems as we can in an hour and work on these things. And if you can't tell, I can talk without taking a breath. Bring your own oxygen because I'll need it.
Love it. Well, to make it really easy for you to connect with Ray, we've put all of Ray's links just beneath this video. So just look beneath the video. All of the links are there. First of all, Ray, very, very generous. I love that. And I highly recommend that you listening in right now takes Ray up on that offer. That's super generous. And by the way, if you're not watching this on video, if you're listening on a podcast, just open up your phone and the software that you're on right now, all the links are there as well. Ray, this is great. And I know that we've just scratched the surface. Sales is a big topic. There's lots of things that people are concerned about. At the end of the day, it is about connection. It is about building relationships, and it's really about communicating. So as we wrap up here, any final words of wisdom or piece of advice?
Well, I think what hurts entrepreneurs, there's three, I call it the entrepreneurial conundrum. There's 3 things you need to have to be able to sell yourself to other people. The first is belief in your native genius. And you have to believe that what you do is great. You have to believe that what you do makes other people's lives better and easier by using it. And you also have to believe that your skill is something that's so unique that you can charge unique pricing for. So that's something I had problems with when I started. I just talk. Who would buy that? So that's one. The second is you have to have communication skills, and you have to have multiple types of communication skills. You have to be good virtually, good one-on-one, good one-to-many. You have to be good written, good email, good on video, all these things. You have to have them all. You have to understand how to use them all. And the third thing you need are people skills. And if you have confidence, humor, you can influence, and you have charisma, that's the whole package in people skills. You can survive with 2 out of those 3, But if you have all three, that's the sweet spot where you're working with people that you want to work with, not people that you hope come to you. And the key thing, like, I didn't have the belief in my native genius at first. And if you have somebody that has good people skills and good communication skills, what happens to those people is you're the best salesperson for someone else's company. And that's what I was. I failed twice on my own until I figured that out. And what I realized is that I was a great sales manager for other people. I was a horrible sales manager for myself. I wasn't doing the simple little things I needed to do. And I failed twice on the way to where I am today. Yeah. Let me learn from my mistakes. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. So to sum up your advice to people in 30 seconds in a soundbite, what would you say to them?
Create comfortable conversations. You'll create clients. Curiosity plus connection equals clients. Number one thing to do if you're going to change anything and walk away with anything, when you go to a stranger, do not ask a question. Or take the question and transform it into a statement. And you will have a cleaner, softer way in. They'll start with a smile. They'll lean in and talk to you. Those are the simplest things that you can do that probably have a huge impact on your next conversation.
Great advice and awesome words to end this episode by. Hey, thank you. So much knowledge, so much information, so much experience. I think anyone who is listening in who could use a boost of bringing new energy and new life to their sales conversations can learn a lot from you. And so I highly encourage you all, go and click the links beneath this video, connect with Ray, take Ray up on his offer to have you complimentary access to his program for 3 months, and you will have that connection that you can use to learn more and to improve your skills. And so I want you to remember that as you go out today, I want you to take an action that you heard us here talk about today. Maybe it's something we reminded you of. Maybe it's a follow-up that you've forgotten to do, that sales is in the follow-up. And also go and connect with Ray as well. And remember that your big mission is possible and worth it, and you might just be one collaboration away from a big breakthrough that will help you to make the big impact that you want to make. Maybe Ray is that person to collaborate with. And whatever it is, there's no obstacle too big to be overcome. Keep moving forward, everybody, and we will see you on the next one. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today, and I'll see you on the inside.